From the Free Presbyterian Mission Society Africa, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Thank you, Reverend Curran. Ham Jimboni, Mimi Ni Malcolm Patterson. We're glad that you can take the time to join with us for our program today. In these days, many people are greatly troubled about the COVID-19 pandemic that is sweeping the world. Many people in Kenya are very afraid, and they are wondering what the future holds for them and their family. We should do all that we can to avoid this infection and to stay safe. It is also good to have your trust in God and to seek to do His will in your life in these days of uncertainty. The prophet Isaiah reminds us in Isaiah chapter 26 and in the verses 3 and 4, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." I pray that your trust is in the Lord, who is the creator of all that is in heaven and earth. In these days when we are not able to meet together for public worship, we would like to focus on family worship conducted in the home by the head of the family. Let us turn in our Bible for a scripture reading to the Psalm 78, and let us read the verses 1 to 6. "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children." Amen. In these days we need the Lord to undertake for us on the path of life. And so before we come to our message, here is Mama Patterson to sing for us in Swahili the hymn, "I Need Thee Every Hour."
Nina Hagana We Kila Vive your
We would like to thank Mama Patterson for sharing with us the words of that hymn, and may those words also be your prayer. Last time we considered the examples of family worship from the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures. Today we would like to consider the history relating to family worship from the days of the early New Testament church. The outworking of the practice of family worship is a continuance of what the Lord has commenced and commended in the book of Genesis. And I pray that the Lord may be able to say of us, as he did of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19, "For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." From the time of the early church, family prayer was and is part of daily life. The day should begin and end with prayer. Prayer should be offered up to God before we have our meals. Members of the family and visitors should be commended to the Lord in prayer. And so when we consider the early church, we read of men like Clement of Alexandria, who lived around 200 AD, and how that he preached that the husband and wife should practice united prayer and scripture reading every morning. Then we have the example of the North African elder Tertullian, again who lived around 200 AD. In a book dedicated to his wife, he spoke of the spiritual unity of the Christian marriage through prayer, the word of God, and singing. Then we have the example of Jerome, one of the leaders of the early church, who lived around 400 AD. And he said, "At an early hour in the morning, the family were assembled, when a portion of scripture was read, which was followed by a hymn and a prayer, in which thanks were offered up to the Almighty for preserving them during the silent watches of the night, and for his goodness in permitting them to meet in health of body and soundness of mind. And at the same time his grace was implored to defend them amid the temptations of the day, to make them faithful in every duty, and enable them to walk worthy of their Christian vocation. In the evening before retiring to rest, the family again assembled when the same form of worship was observed as in the morning time." These are three examples that we have of family worship from the days of the early church. But then as we move forward to the time of the Reformation, the Reformers were men who put a great value on family worship. In the year 1557, John Knox, who was a great reformer in the land of Scotland, he wrote to his congregation before he went into exile, and he said to the men, "Your bishops and kings, your wife, children and servants and family are your bishopric and charge. Of you it shall be required how carefully and diligently you have instructed them in God's true knowledge. And therefore I say that you must make them partakers in reading, exhorting, and in making of common prayers, which I would in every house were used once a day at least. Then in the Westminster Confession of Faith, which dates from the year 1646, and today serves for guidance as to the teaching of the Word of God, this volume includes a directory for family worship. It outlines for us the different parts to family worship. First, prayer and praises are to be performed with a special reference as well to the public condition of the Church of God and His kingdom, and to the present case of the family and every member thereof. Next, the reading of the Scriptures, with the catechizing in a plain way, that the understanding of the simpler may be the better enabled to profit under the public ordinances, and they made more capable to understand the Scriptures when they are read. The singing of a hymn was also often included as part of family worship. Moreover, it was also part of the duty of the minister of the church, when conducting family visits, to inquire if family worship was conducted in the home by prayers, by praises, and the reading of the Scriptures. In the days of the Reformation, family worship was taught and encouraged and practiced in the homes of believers. One minister recorded, "I have sometimes seen family worship in great houses, but I have felt God was quite near when I knelt with a praying family on the earthen floor of their cottage." When times of revival have come to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Spirit of God has been at work in the hearts of the people of God, then the worship of God has been practiced in the home. We need the Lord to watch over our families in these days. We have much to thank God for, but there are many temptations, dangers, and sins for which we need the Lord's help to overcome. Do you have family worship in your home? Do you get the family together and read the Bible and pray with them at least once a day? May the Lord help us to be the right kind of fathers, the right kind of husbands, and may the Lord be pleased to save our children. Maybe you have not conducted family worship in your home. Why not start today? With the Lord's help, you can do it. You can read the Bible to your family. You can share the reading of the Bible with your wife and children. You can talk about what the Bible says. You can sing a hymn together. You can pray together, sharing the needs of your family before the Lord. Charles Spurgeon, the great Baptist preacher from London, England, once said, "If we want to bring up a godly family who shall be a seed to serve God, let us seek to train them up in the fear of God by meeting together as a family for worship." Remember, before we can begin to worship God, we must first of all come to know God. The Lord Jesus Christ said in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It was through these words that I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour, and that is 50 years ago. And I would say to you today, in the words of Psalm 34 and verse 8, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." I can say amen to that, and I pray that you can too. As we continue with our series on family worship, we hope to go on to consider the influence of family worship upon individuals, upon parents, upon children. Thank you for listening. If you have found the program today to be of spiritual help, we would love to hear from you. You can send us a text. Our number is 0791 573 967. That is 0791 573 967. We invite you to tune in again to our program at the same time next week, when once again we let the Bible speak.